USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is currently en route to Vietnam, where he will meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Wednesday and Thursday. The president says he doesn't want to rush North Korea on the denuclearization issue and that he's happy as long as the North doesn't test any more nukes. The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., on Fox News.
Listen, I think he's going to do what he does best. I mean, he's going to negotiate for the American people. I mean, you know, he's made incredible strides and progress in terms of just eliminating some of this nuclear proliferation. I'm so sick of watching the experts who've been dealing with North Korea for 60 years. I go, wait a minute, in 60 years, you guys never even got a meeting.
Vice President Mike Pence is expressing support for the opposition leader of Venezuela. Pence met with Juan Guaido during a trip to Bogota, Colombia today. And the cost of going out to eat is going up. The Labor Department reports restaurant prices were up almost 3% last month as compared to the previous year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Four tornadoes were reported in Mississippi with one person being killed. Tishomingo County, Mississippi Fire Coordinator Ricky Cummings says his area was hit hard over the weekend.
We got about nine houses with structural damage to them. One trailer that is destroyed had a tree through it. Most of the houses, shingles are off of them. We do have one house, the whole roof is gone.
The price of gas increased by 8 cents a gallon to the highest level of the year at $2.40. More from USA Radio Network's John Clements.
According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, there are several factors for the increase.
The price of oil continues to move north. It closed last week at $57 a barrel. That's about $14 higher than where it was on Christmas Eve. So thank higher oil prices, some refinery maintenance for pushing up gas prices.
The NFL said on Monday it will take appropriate action against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who has been accused of soliciting prostitution. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The House will likely vote on a resolution to block President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois just got back from his National Guard duty on the border, and he says,
look, I support the emergency declaration, because when I went out there, there's a lot of immigration issues. We saw a lot of groups coming across the border illegally, but we saw a lot of drugs. We saw a lot of human trafficking. I've seen it. By the way, I've done three prior border deployments, all under President Obama. Okay, so it was never controversial under President Obama. With President Trump, we went down there. One of my crews, 70 pounds of meth on their very first mission they pulled. I found a woman that was hunkered down in the desert that was abandoned by her coyotes, the drug cartel that would bring her over and abandon them at any sign of trouble.
Kinzinger also breaks a little bit of news.
I found out when I was leaving the border in Tucson that the governor of Wisconsin, and this is going to make news because he hasn't even announced it, because I don't think he has the courage to do it, because I don't think Wisconsin would support it. The governor of Wisconsin, I heard from the Tucson sector, has pulled all his guard troops now out of the Tucson sector. And I'm curious about something. I'm curious if the governor of Wisconsin ever bothered to go down and see what his men and women were doing in the border to support Border Patrol and to protect the Wisconsin community. Because when I was there, he never showed up. He never showed up, and he would have seen the drugs that we took off the street.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.